The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
And I
congratulate you for coming this far. The Lord is not leaving you alone. The Lord will bless you. 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 Sometimes it may seem you are not seeing anything happening. But I want to tell you it is happening. It is happening. If something tells you it is not happening, respond to that thought and tell the thought that it is happening. Respond to that thought and tell the thought that it is happening. Tell the thought that I am not giving up. I am not giving up. Why am I not giving up? Because it is happening. Because it is happening. Because I will live to see it. I will live to see it. Every day as I pray, I am creating the environment. Every day as I pray, I am watering the seed that has sown. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says when the clouds gather, it will definitely rain. When the clouds gather, it will definitely rain. Sometimes it does not rain because your clouds are now forming. Your clouds are now forming. The Bible says, as the clouds gather, as it gathers, it has no choice but to rain. And somebody's rain is about to fall. Somebody's rain is about to fall. Somebody's rain is about to fall. You may not expect it, but it will rain. You may not expect it, but it will rain. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 14, this is what scripture says. And Saul sought him every day. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. Saul sought David every day. But God did not deliver him into his hand. The reason why you are not dead today is because God has not delivered you unto death. The reason why you are alive today is because God has not delivered you unto death. So if God has not delivered you unto death, then don't disqualify yourself because you are more than qualified. I see you more than qualified. The fact that you are listening to us today means that God has something for you. The fact that you are watching us today means that God has something for you. Therefore, stay glued. Stay in and receive what God has for you. God bless you for coming. Tonight, we want to look at this topic. Going beyond the boundary line. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. The boundary lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. A few weeks ago, I read this scripture. And when I read this scripture, the person that hit me was that this boundary line did not just fall to David. It is not something David got out of the blue to say. David said this when he had fought all the battles. David said this when he found himself at a good time. Therefore, today, if you say the boundary lines are falling for you at pleasant places, what is your boundary line?
And then
and where is your boundary line?
What
is your boundary line?
And
where is your boundary line? Within these few minutes, you will look at what a boundary line is. And then we'll see how to go beyond it. And
then
we'll push you to prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Says the boundary lines are falling to me in pleasant places. A boundary line is a line along which two areas meet. It is a line along which two areas meet. That line is never automatic. It is not automatic. If one does not know where his boundary line is, then it will be changed.
So
a good example is this. If you buy a plot of land on paper, it may be 70 by 100. Or 70 by 80. When you go there, and they survey the land for you, they set boundary pillars for you. If you fail to go there, one day you will go there, and it is no longer 70 by 100. It is no longer 70 by 80.
And then the
Sunday you are meeting 70 by 70.
If you have a question, the Sunday, the
it is a boundary line.
And you are saying so,
but it is a place where two lines meet.
And you may be a
the lines are not automatic. If you are not certain about your line, somebody will push it back. Somebody will push it back. When Ghana found oil, in the Jubilee fields, at the western region, in the deep seas. Do you know that Cote d'Ivoire took us to court?
When is Cote d'Ivoire put their court to say?
They said that we have entered into their boundary. I am here to tell you tonight that there is no free land. Even on the sea, it is somebody's what? If today you like, go to Labadi Beach and begin to cross into the sea.
And
say that you are creating a plot for yourself to build. Get ready. Somebody will come. And that person will tell you, this is my place. Even the sea has boundaries. So for 3 years,
in Fiemi and San,
Cote d'Ivoire took us to court.
Now Cote d'Ivoire, they have come ready,
because we have found oil.
He said,
when we had not found oil, there was no case. But the day we found oil, and we started producing the oil, somebody rose up. That is a boundary line. In 2021, a Belgian farmer, who was annoyed that there was a large stone on the way of his tractor, decided to move the stone out of the way.
Now,
Little did he know
that
stone was set up in 1819. And the stone is part of the boundary line between Belgium and France. He thought it was just a stone.
But
a stone was what? A boundary line.
The
day he moved it,
he
was told
that
it is a boundary line between two countries. Not just something you thought it was imaginary. It was a boundary line. Tonight we're talking about boundary lines. Why are we dealing with boundary lines? Because if you are standing in this square, and you decide to move on to the next square, that is when someone will arise and tell you, it is my place.
Now, how do we best recognize how you may be?
Therefore, in a long time, when our families and our forefathers decided to worship idols, because that was the only God available unto them.
And
going into covenants with those idols, some boundary lines were set for you and me. And you will think there is nothing about it.
Now,
I'm here to tell you
that
when you cross one line in your life, that is when the boundary line will be activated. And you will be told that don't go. Stay here. Because that is not your hot place.
And
a man of God said, he entered into a shop.
And
when he entered in, a bell rang. Then the Holy Spirit quickly drew his attention. That is what happens in the spiritual realm.
When
you cross from one line to another, there is a trigger. And that trigger is what alerts them. That Kwekumen who has crossed the line.
Oh, Kwekumen who has crossed the line.
Let us arise and deal with him. He has crossed the line. Let us arise and deal with him. Why should they deal with you? Because somebody set a boundary line for you. Before you were born, the boundary line has been set.
That
in this family, we don't go beyond this age. In this family, we don't go beyond this line. In this family, nobody sits in an aircraft. So you may get the visa. But the day you sit in the aircraft, it will trigger. And then it will tell them,
Obi Echemo.
Let us arrest him and bring him back. So someone traveled for 20 years. He came back to his country with only a bag of rice. For 20 years. He did not come with anything. He came with a bag of rice. Why? He was in a shop.
Shopping.
And then somebody came and showed him a picture. And said that somebody stole from somewhere. It is you. And therefore, the next flight,
you are going to your country.
20 years.
If you do know,
come back to your nation with a bag of rice. Not even with clothing. Boundary lines. When the boundary line is activated, wherever you have gotten to, it does not matter whether you are in Ghana or you have managed to go outside Ghana. When it is activated, wherever you have gotten to, you will come back to something we call square one. Because you are not supposed to pass that line. Therefore, in Psalm 16 verse 6, before David could say, the boundary lines are falling for me, in pleasant places, he had fought battles. He had won battles. He could not be he could not be caged in that cave again. Because when you read 1 Samuel,
okay,
from chapter 16, after David had won battles,
David
Saul said, this guy wants to challenge me. Because they said, David had killed tens of thousands. And Saul has only killed 1,000. And from that day, Saul chased David. And David hid in one popular cave. Called the cave of Adullam. In that cave of
Adullam,
David could not lift up his head.
In
that cave of Adullam, David cannot say the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Because in that cave of
Adullam,
David was always being chased. But tonight I am here to tell you, we will cross that boundary line. We will cross that boundary line. Tonight we are here to do an operation. And the operation is simple. The operation is to cross the boundary line. We will cross that boundary line. Whether they like it or not, that boundary line will be broken. I am going beyond. Somebody tell yourself tonight, I am going beyond. 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 I will not stay here any longer. I will not stay here any longer. I am going beyond. I am going beyond. I am going beyond. I am going beyond. Whatever they plan, whatever they said, I will not stay. I am moving on. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to cross. Before Israel could enter the promised land, they first had to cross the Red Sea. The Red Sea served as what? A boundary line. The moment they crossed the Red Sea, number one, they had liberty. Tonight somebody will have liberty. Tonight somebody will have liberty. Although the Red Sea seemed something so broad, it seems something so wide. If you read your, if you have read your Bible carefully, you will see that when Israel left Egypt, they were still not free. Because after one day,
and that question,
Pharaoh gathered his people.
Pharaoh Baba and
saw that,
we
have lost our slaves.
We
are going to build our cities ourselves. We are going to farm ourselves. We are going to do this ourselves. Then we will chase them. Then we will chase them. So Israel had left Egypt.
Now Israel,
but Israel was not free. Some of us have left. We have left them. But we are not free. We have left them. But we are not free. We have told ourselves that we are worshipping a God, a new God. We are no longer part of their gods. But we are not free. We have left Egypt. But we are not free. It is time to cross the Red Sea. It is time to cross the Red Sea. When we cross the Red Sea, the Bible says they will not be able to cross. Why? Because they all died in the Red Sea. Tonight we will cross. Tonight we will go beyond. We will go beyond. I don't know the boundary line that has been set for you. But as I started giving the examples, some of you will know the boundary line that has been set for you. For some, the boundary lines are, you will never make money.
Now you will be there.
And therefore, when any money begins to come, when contracts begin to come, you will start working. But the moment you step into money, the alarm bell will trigger.
Papa,
nanya sika o.
what we said, he has overruled the law.
The law has been broken.
Yeah,
and because the law has been broken,
and
they will find a nice way to bring you back. Oh, you will come back. In a nice way. You will come back. By the time you say Jack, you are back. How you came back, you won't know. The situation in which you came back, you cannot explain. But they will bring you back. Because you have crossed. There are many families with different covenants and different plans. I remember we had one pastor.
Okay,
I spoke with one pastor who said, in their family, you can be dark. Your wife will be dark. But one of your children will be fair. That child will be very fair. And when he went back to investigate why, they said in that family, there was always one person that was due for sacrifice. And that person was set up to be special. So although you are dark, and your spouse is dark, that fair person,
In
the sacrificial lamb.
For the family.
If you are yet there,
whatever be the case,
he will go. He will not cross the boundary line. That is why black and black, but you give birth to fair. All your children will be dark. But one out of them will be fair. That means that he or she has been marked out for what?
Sacrifice.
We do watch Abuachiri Festival.
Abuachiri
Festival. Where they go for what? Antelope. The Abuachiri Festival has not ended though. If you have not gone beyond or you have not broken the boundary line, I just brought the Abuachiri Festival as an analogy. Telling you that one day they will catch you. I hope you understand now. One day they will catch you.
Because
you have crossed. Until you cross, you are free.
The day you cross.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aha, someone has now understood what I'm saying. You know, Abuachiri Festival, they have specific type that they catch.
No more Abuachiri on Kubi Omochino.
You cannot catch any.
What means you be akeke?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight we'll break the boundary line.
So, as I
started telling you, I said the boundary line is an area where is a meeting place for an area. But the line is not automatic. It is never automatic. If you don't know,
so
we will change it. If you don't know, they will change it. And therefore, you need to know. But tonight, we'll break the line. Tonight, we'll break the line. Tonight, we'll break the line. Think about it. My boundary line may be different from your boundary line. I don't know your boundary line. But tonight, we'll gather ourselves together. And as we mention the boundary line, you will mention the type of boundary line. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A pastor said, a pastor once said, that in their family, you should never tell someone you are traveling. Because when they know you are traveling by air, the moment you land, the next available flight, you will come back. So even though he was a pastor, when he was traveling, he did not tell anyone. Because he knew that the day they know,
And then my son,
his elder brother traveled.
And
when he got there,
and
they got to know,
he came back in slippers.
He came back in slippers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This week,
now change.
We have been dealing with many things.
And I
want us to look at the boundary line.
Next
week, if we have the chance, we'll look at something else. Just begin to confess. Confess the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth. Confess the blood of Jesus. Confess the blood of Jesus. It is the blood that redeems us.
It is
the blood that redeems us. If there is anything in us,
if you will
not let the Lord hear us. We
plead
the blood over our lives. We
plead
the blood over our lives. We plead the blood over our lives. We confess everything. We confess by the blood. 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 Yes, that we are redeemed.
We confess, Lord.
We confess, Lord. We confess.
We confess. By the blood, Lord.
By the blood,
everything, Lord.
Everything,
Lord.
Everything,
Lord.
We confess it by the blood. Everything we have
watched,
everything we have heard,
everything
we have seen, now let this
blood
be the blood. Now let this blood be the blood.
We confess.
We confess.
We confess.
We confess.
We confess.
We confess. Lord.
We confess.
We confess.
We confess, Lord.
We confess,
Lord.
We confess,
Lord.
Tonight we are redeemed by the blood. Tonight we are redeemed by the
blood.
Tonight we are redeemed by the blood. We are bought and purchased by the blood. We are bought and purchased by the blood. We are bought and purchased by the blood. Tonight we are redeemed by the blood. By the blood we are redeemed. 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 By the blood we are set free. 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 Tonight by the blood. Tonight we declare the blood. We declare the blood of our Lord. We declare the blood of our lives. We declare the blood of our family. We declare the blood of our children. We declare the blood of our wives. We declare the blood.
We declare the
blood. We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We declare the blood.
As a shield.
We declare the blood.
We set the blood.
As a shield
over our life,
we set the blood
as a shield
over our life,
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 we set the blood,
we set the blood,
we set the blood
as a shield
over our life,
over our life,
over our life,
over our life,
we declare the blood,
we declare
the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We declare the blood.
We set the blood
as a protective
cover over our lives.
We set the blood
as a protective cover
over our lives.
We are tonight with the blood.
We are
tonight with the blood.
Father,
we declare the blood.
Father,
we declare the blood.
We do not have strength to war in
ourselves,
but we have strength through the blood.
We
have strength
to war in ourselves,
but we have strength
through the blood.
That is why, Father, tonight
we come not within ourselves,
but we come through the blood.
We come through the blood.
We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. We come through the blood. And when the blood cleanses us, and when the blood cleanses us, we can then fight. When the blood cleanses us, we can then fight. We can then fight. Come tonight with the blood.
Say, my heavenly Father,
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 any power,
any power,
any power,
any power,
contesting with me,
contesting with me,
contesting with me,
contesting with me,
over my boundary line,
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 tonight,
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 I clear them,
I clear them,
I clear them,
I clear them,
by the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
my heavenly Father, my heavenly Father, my heavenly Father, any power,
to be there,
any power,
to be there,
any power,
to be there,
contesting with me,
contesting
with me, contesting with me, over my boundary line, over my boundary line, over my boundary line, tonight, tonight,
mine. I clear them out.
I clear them out.
I clear them out.
I clear
them out.
I clear
them out. By the blood of Jesus. Somebody begin to pray.
Yes,
somebody begin to pray. 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 Somebody begin to pray.
I clear them out.
I clear them out.
I clear them out.
I clear them out.
By the blood.
By the blood.
By the blood.
I feel I should do some clarification. When you have a bare land, there will be no fight. There will be no fight. Until somebody decides to build, there is no fight. Until something good begins to come out, there will be no fight. As far as there is nothing happening on the land, as far as there is nothing happening on that land, there will be no quarrel. There will be no fight. Nobody will say you have entered into my family. But when somebody begins to build, or someone begins to make a wall, that is when we will know the boundary line. That is when we will know the boundary line.
So,
under inactivity,
the
boundary lines remain intact.
And
when activity begins, the boundary lines begin, issue begins to come
up.
If gold is found in this land, we will know whether the land belongs to deliverance or it belongs to the
Bible.
If oil is found in this land,
that
is when we know who owns the land. Are you clear?
What you say?
So for now, when nothing has happened, everything is okay. But until something happens, the boundary lines will be activated.
I can cast a
If you are nobody, nobody thinks about you.
But
the day a breakthrough comes, the day a major step comes, that is when it is activated. Because you have crossed a line. Somebody take some lines forward. Take some steps forward. Because we are now going to pray. The same prayer we prayed. Take some steps forward. And say, I cross the boundary line. I cross the boundary line.
I cross the boundary line.
I cross, Big bad, 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 b They cry by the blood. 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 Rapa Malibu. Rapa Malaba.
We have about some few minutes to end.
You
have a property somewhere. You don't go there. How do you know somebody has trespassed?
How do you know
that somebody has entered into your land?
How do
you
know?
You only know it through something we call a monitoring agent.
In
Ghanaian terms, we call land guard.
And I say land guard for now.
So we have land guards who will report or call you and tell you that Obi Abaso. In the same way, when you cross over, there is a monitoring spirit that must inform them. But tonight we will cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I have root.
I have root.
Any monitoring agent,
I have brought you by the blood.
Amen. Let's take this last prayer. Please, everybody, where you are seated, if you can't stand, if you are sitting and you can't stand, you just move to the next seat. Come forward.
We want to do a last prayer.
We are going to pray.
That
by the blood of Jesus, I will travel the map of my destiny. I will travel the map of my destiny.
I am the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Tonight I declare upon you, I declare upon you that wherever the boundary lines have been set, tonight we break that boundary line.
Jesus.
We break that boundary line.
Amen.
And you are released to travel the map of your destiny.
Amen.
You are released to travel the map of your destiny.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, I release you.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, I release
Amen.
You. By the blood of Jesus, I release you.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, I release
Amen.
You. I release you to travel the map of your destiny.
Amen.
I release you to travel the map of your destiny.
Amen.
You cannot be confined any longer.
Amen.
You cannot be confined any longer.
Amen.
You cannot be confined any longer.
Amen.
Because the agenda is broken.
Jesus.
The agenda is broken.
Jesus.
Bible say, he that the Son has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
He that the Son has set free
yes.
is free indeed.
Yeah.
If the Son has set you free, then tonight I declare you free.
Yes.
If the Son has set you free, then tonight I declare you free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Every boundary line that was set for us, tonight we cross.
Jesus.
Tonight we cross.
Jesus.
Tonight we cross.
Jesus.
Tonight we cross.
Jesus.
Until Israel crossed the Red Sea, they were never free. They were still slaves. Until they crossed the Red Sea, they were still in the reach of the Egyptians. But the day they crossed the Red Sea, they could now sing the song of Moses.
Amen.
They could now sing the song of Moses.
Amen.
Because they were free. He that has set you free, may he continue to set you free.
Amen.
May he continue to set you free.
Amen.
From powers of the family, from
Jesus.
Powers within the surrounding.
Jesus.
Any bell that will ring and alert them that you are free, May they know that this guy is free and we cannot do anything about it. May they know that this guy is free and we cannot do anything about it. Just begin to bless the name of the Lord. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Father, we bless you. 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 Father, tonight we thank you. We speak to have a beautiful inheritance. David said, the boundary lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a goodly inheritance. I have a pleasant inheritance. Tonight we declare a pleasant inheritance. That from tonight we walk into it.
Amen.
From tonight we walk into it.
Amen.
From tonight we walk into it.
Amen.
No more standing still. Yes, but we move forward because you have set a new line for us. And we are free to enter.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Soon.